afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Woman, hear what I say. You better listen to me. 'Cause I got two aces in the hole and one up my sleeve.
You're a Comcast customer, right?
Yeah, I heard about that story. Is that what you're talking about?
Which story?
Where they renamed somebody's... Yeah, talk about that, will you? I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, you know, my original reason to just bring this up is just to kind of give you a heads up. You know, Comcast has really got some issues. You know, I mean, one of the reasons, and I've jokingly mentioned this over the last couple of years after they changed their name, but it's true. The reason, one of the biggest reasons they changed their product name to Xfinity is because it needed to disassociate from Comcast. It is Comcast, but they needed it to be perceived as separate from Comcast because Comcast had such a negative name. And I'll tell you, I have really struggled. You know, we talk about how I try to struggle to understand some of the product decisions that are made on the part of Microsoft and really trying to get into their shoes and understand it. And I've done this. I've tried to do the same thing with Comcast. My experience with Comcast is they often make a bad situation worse, seemingly on purpose. And I can't understand why. And I, look, as a technology guy dealing with a lot of different people, many of whom are Comcast customers and trying to help them with their computers and their networks and their businesses and et cetera, I experience a lot of interaction with Comcast in behalf of these people. And I experience a lot of the crappy support by Comcast on behalf of these people. And I really try to be reasonable. The initial reaction, of course, is just to be angry and just completely slam Comcast because they deserve it. Well, I try to take a step back from that and, walk a mile in their moccasin, as the old saying goes. I can't make any sense of it. It seems purposeful. I mean, I've had a couple of situations recently dealing with Comcast as a result of them being Comcast customers, where it just seems like it's that they're actually, they, in order to be so consistently, aggressively, they're not just bad. You know, there's bad because you're no good, because you don't know, or because you're not trained, or because you're whatever. But it's kind of, it's not a meanness. It's just no good. You're not any good. Well, they couple that with a meanness, and it's consistent. Now, it's not 100% consistent. Not every interaction I've had with Comcast is mean. But many, most, the majority, maybe not 90%, maybe 70%, maybe 60%, but it's a lot. When more than half of your interaction, the person on the other end is rude, outright rude, it's bizarre. And you know what the companies do internally to try to improve customer service, if for no other reason than just to... You know, I'm sure most companies do it for the right motivation. They want to be good. They want to be reasonable. They just want to do the right thing. Now, not all companies, I'm sure, but I'm sure most. Comcast, they don't have that. They don't even have, we want to be perceived to be good because it's good for our business. They don't even have that I'm aware of. It doesn't seem like. And so my thing initially talking about Comcast today was just to be careful. You know, in most situations in America, you have a single cable company that you have an opportunity to deal with in your locale. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be Comcast, but in a lot of places it is Comcast. You need to be careful. They're bad. And I mean, I had one situation with a customer recently where I had to try to figure out what was going on. You know, they've got this automated thing on your account. You go to their website, you log in with your account, and then it tells you what the status of your internet is. Well, our internet was fine for this customer of mine. Everything was wonderful, except it didn't work. If you were in the office, it didn't work. I was in the office, had to use my AT&T hotspot for my laptop so I could get on, check, log in to their website to see the condition of their web, of their internet access through Comcast, which said it was 100% perfect, no problems. Didn't work. Called them, couldn't get anywhere. There were no problems. There were no issues. It was dead. It wasn't just slow or glitchy. It didn't work at all. Well, you know what I did? Got in my truck, drove around the neighborhood. There's a couple of Comcast trucks. Pull over. I've done this before, and not just with Comcast. I got to be fair. I've done it with CenturyLink and other vendors. Hey, guys, got a customer over here about, 300 yards away. They're completely dead. Your tech support people on the phone are just rude as can be and say everything is fine. What's going on? Oh, yeah, they're dead, and everybody else in this area is dead for about four blocks. We're working on it now, and I'm hoping we'll have it done before the end of the day, Got to go talk to the guys in the trucks, And I always tell them, look, for what it's worth, whoever your upstream folks are, your management people that can make a decision and make things different, let them know that your tech support and your customer service is downright mean. Oh, they'll want to know that. Thank you. Yeah, we'll relay that. Well, here's the worst story I've ever heard. Gal calls up. There, things are tight. Anybody relate to that? Having to reassess your budget. Where can we cut? Where can we be more efficient? What do we not really need? So she calls up Comcast. Says, look, I've got a, we're hurting. Things aren't good here financially right now, and we need to change some things. We're going to have to cancel our Comcast service. Well, they go to the, she gets pushed over to the customer retention, and amazingly enough, the customer retention people seem to be the meanest of all, which is bizarre. I'm gonna intimidate you into staying with Comcast. I'm gonna rude you into staying with Comcast. Really? Yeah. Try that with me. So, this gal gets put through the ringer with customer retention portion of Comcast. She's not staying. They charge her a $60 fee for canceling the contract. She gets a bill in the mail with the $60 fee. The name on the top has been changed from their real name to A-hole Brown.
And it wasn't A-hole. It was the real
the whole word.
Full word, yes.
On their bill, printed out. Now, let me ask you something. You're working at Comcast. You're producing these bills. You're mad at the Browns. You think the thing to do, because Mrs. Brown called to cancel the thing, is to put on the bill A-hole Brown?
Yeah, and I don't care.
You think that's...
And I don't care if Mrs. Brown did
horrible
verbal abuse. I don't care.
Right.
Because
she didn't.
Yeah.
But even if she had.
Even if she had, you put that on there, that's on you. That's your attitude. That's your issue.
Well, the thing that gets me is, are you kidding me? The person behind the keyboard is so stupid. I'll tell you, they got the execs at Comcast doing a tap dance right now to try to get around this.
Yep, how it should be.
Well, and here's the deal. And that's what you just said is the whole bottom line here. They got exposed for what they are, and what they are is more akin to what's on the top of that bill than the Browns are. And it needs to be exposed. And that's one of the reasons that I'm talking about it.
Right.
I don't have anything against Comcast, except that they quite often treat their customers like poop, and people need to know it. So while technically their service may be the fastest in your area, you may want to consider going with something else just because they are such a lousy company.
Well, I've been thinking about it. I have.
I'll tell you, it's bad. It is bad, and I have to be fair. There are other cable companies, too, that are giving them a run for their money. But Comcast was chosen as the worst company on earth in 2014. So, they're getting their just desserts. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. We really enjoyed the show today. Hope you did, too. You can join us next week. Same bat time, same bat station. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life.
I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.